number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in and your text as well. Always appreciated. Text line's always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic and weather on the fives and all of today's top headlines locally, nationally, worldwide, pop culture, sports, and entertainment. We have it all. And again, thanks so much for tuning in. Hope you've had a wonderful Friday. Bit on the warm side. Looks like some rain returning to the forecast for the weekend. So doesn't look like we're going to get clear skies Saturday and Sunday. We'll get more on that with Alan Strum coming up here in about 3 minutes. But to start with, it's been a busy day, busy week, really, both locally and around the world. And we start today with our top three stories, starting here at home, where an emotional trial coming to a close today. And in the end, it took the jury less than an hour to reach a verdict.
Count one, as to Ladarius Clardy, guilty of first-degree premeditated murder as charged. Count two, as to Eric Young, guilty of attempted first-degree premeditated murder as charged.
23-year-old DeQuavion Snowden now found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in the shooting death of Ladarius Clardy back in 2021. Snowden was the driver of the car that followed Clardy and his friend Eric Young after the two men had left a dice game. Prosecutors say Snowden's brother Amos and another man began firing dozens of rounds into the car, thinking Clardy was somebody else. Snowden's mandatory sentence, life in prison. Also today, the heat wave in Phoenix knocking down some more records. The National Weather Service says one record fell Tuesday morning when the temperature never dipped below 97 degrees, making it the city's warmest low temperature of all time. Later, the temp at the airport came in at 119 degrees, the highest Phoenix has seen in 6 years, and breaking the record for that specific date. And in Washington, still no word on what may have happened to the Army soldier from Texas who ran from South Korea into North Korea.
We've now reached out through multiple channels to the KPA to try to ascertain that information and get closer to an answer.
And the White House and DOD believe Travis King is still in custody there. He's assigned to Fort Bliss in El Paso, but was stationed in South Korea. The military said he got in a fight and was being sent home, but instead of going on his flight, he joined a civilian tour of the DMZ. Just shy of 6:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, on Highway 90, we do have an accident at East Spencerfield Road in the westbound direction, seeing extremely slow-moving traffic. That's going to be backing up past the Pea Ridge Connector. Got a call in before the break letting us know that it's really one vehicle that it's involving, but it's really just a mess right now on Highway 90. We have cars in the westbound direction trying to take U-turns and get eastbound, so that is going to be causing some major slowdowns in both the east and westbound direction. But the accident is in the westbound direction.
Yeah, so a pickup truck flipped on its side, and there's a lot of debris in the roadway there. So obviously that's what's causing that. And, you know, on the other side of traffic, people obviously stopping to look. So
yeah. Yeah. So, again, that's Highway 90. Really just it's going to be at the incidents at East Spencerfield Road, but backing up to pass the Pea Ridge Connector. Other than that, for weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
More sunny and hot weather is forecast for Friday. Highs in a lot of cases could be up in the mid-90s. And, of course, our heat index values will be up in the triple digits. So the heat will be on, but we are seeing a change in this weather pattern, which has been dry all week. Into the weekend, we've got a chance for thunderstorms. We're at about 50% on Saturday and 70% on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Alan, with the WEAR forecast there. Well, we still have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Right now, it is 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 92 in Milton. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Local headlines, Santa Rosa County homicide. Now under investigation, the sheriff's office say they found 70-year-old Stephen Lee Jernigan dead at a home on Schnoor Road just off Chemukla Highway last night. Detectives suspect foul play did occur, and they have reason to believe it was not a random act. No suspect information has been released right now, but the sheriff's office says there is no threat to the general public. Family members identifying the fatal shooting victim from early this morning in Pensacola. 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis died after he was shot near O'Reilly's Tavern on Creighton Road. PPD spokesman Mike Wood tells us they're looking for anybody with information on what happened. You can call PPD or Crime Stoppers. Discarded cigarettes in a trash can blamed for a house fire in Cantonment that left four people displaced, according to North Escambia. That happened a little after 11 this morning at a home on Pauline Street near Old Chemstrand. Investigators say the cigarettes were discarded into a trash can that was located near the back of the home. Thankfully, no injuries, but the American Red Cross is assisting those that were displaced. 6 o'clock now, so the Stuff the Bus campaign is now over for today. But earlier, we talked to Santa Rosa School District Communications Officer Tanya Shepherd about where the donations go to. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., they were collecting back-to-school donations at 6 area Walmarts, 3 in Escambia, and 3 in Santa Rosa.
The first thing we do is look at our student list for McKinney-Vento, and those are students who are designated as homeless under the McKinney-Vento definition. And then we also look at our students who are receiving free or reduced lunch. From there, we also take parent applications of families just saying, hey, I'm in desperate need. So we try to meet whatever need our families have.
We'll wait and see what the word was on the number of donations they got. But the community always rises to the occasion on these types of events. In Gulf Breeze, city leaders there are looking at making changes to stop rental companies from setting up shop at the boat ramp in Shoreline Park.
This park is located, you know, in the interior of our neighborhood. It's just not equipped to handle the type of volume that we're seeing right now.
That's city manager Sam Abel, who says companies pay a day use fee, but it's the same fee that residents would pay for their personal boats. She says the council decided the park is for residents and others from the surrounding area are welcome to use it, but the rental businesses have to go. That's a look at our local headlines today. We'll get a quick update on the state headlines here before our first break this hour. Starting with a South Florida jury agreeing on an $800,000 verdict against McDonald's and the franchise owner. The case stemming from an incident back in 2019 where a four-year-old girl was burned when she dropped a hot chicken McNugget, which became wedged between her car seat and her thigh. The food was handed to the girl by her mother, who purchased it at a drive-thru.
Also, a disturbing story coming out of Miami. An 18-year-old Miami mother is free on bond after allegedly trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. So the police say that Jasmine Paez used a parody website to find someone. The website owner contacted the police and provided them with the information that she gave the website. She is charged with solicitation of first-degree murder.
Another tragic story involving a Florida child for completely different reasons. Another tragic hot car death, this time in Baker County. Police say Rhonda Jewell was arrested for aggravated manslaughter. Investigators say she was babysitting when she left a 10-month-old girl in her car after she drove to a home to babysit other children. It wasn't until several hours later, when the mother arrived to pick up her daughter, that Jewell realized the baby was still in the car. Heartbreaking situation there. 6:20 is the time. We'll take a break. Come back with a look at our national headlines. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, head downtown for another Gallery Night Pensacola. Enjoy this fun community events, live music, food, and friends. This month's theme is Sustainable Summer. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Saturday evening at the new Bayview Community Center in East Hill, it's Bands on the Bayou. Ben Lofton and the family takes the stage at 6:30. More at BandsOnTheBayou.com. Submit your event at NewsRadio923.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Football season is fast approaching, and football fans are some of the most loyal fans you can find. We have all the games that the football fanatics will be hearing this season. Put your business in front of all of these consumers. Support the teams and fans like the Florida State Seminoles, UWF Argo football team, the Friday night tradition of high school football, as well as the top NCAA and NFL football games all season long. Jump into the season and make your business score with our very affordable packages. Call us today at 850-262-6000.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle?
Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon. It's Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together just shy of 625. We do have some major slowdowns going on throughout Pace on Highway 90. This is going to be due to an accident at the intersection of East Spencerfield Road westbound, extremely slow moving. It is involving one vehicle that has turned over, a pickup truck. So we are seeing a lot of slowdowns in the westbound direction. Eastbound also seeing delays. We have people trying to take U-turns and get out of the westbound direction, as well as people slowing down to see the accident. So really just use a lot of caution in this area and expect slowdowns. Again, that's Highway 90 at East Spencerfield Road in the westbound direction. If you see something else on the road, give a call to 850-262-6111 with the details. And for weather, we do have a heat advisory in effect until 7, a low of 79 this evening with mostly clear skies. Also expect high temperatures tomorrow as well. 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 103. Also, this traffic and weather is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Taking a look at national headlines today, federal officials are looking into reports of mistreatment of illegal immigrants along the Texas border with Mexico. A spokeswoman for the Department of Justice says their department is reviewing claims that state troopers are told to deny water to asylum seekers, as well as push them into the Rio Grande to go back to Mexico.
also in New York City. New York City is going to be paying George Floyd protesters in a lawsuit settlement involving the accusations of unlawful police tactics. So about 1,300 people claimed that they were unlawfully arrested or beaten by New York City police during the summer of 2020 while protesting the police killing of George Floyd in Minnesota. So the $13 million settlement means that most of the 1,300 protesters, the $13 million settlement is going to means that the 1,300 protesters are going to be getting about $10,000 each.
A Supreme Court ethics bill is being advanced by Senate Democrats.
They are the most powerful judges in America, and yet they are not required to follow even the most basic ethical standards.
The bill would set up a code of conduct, tighten financial disclosures, and strengthen recusal requirements for justices. Democrats pushing the issue following reports Justices Alito and Thomas accepted gifts from Republican donors, and the staff of Justice Sotomayor pushed schools to buy thousands of copies of her book.
Also, construction on the long-awaited Southern California to Los Angeles, or excuse me, Southern California to Las Vegas bullet train is another step closer to beginning. The Federal Train Authority has completed its environmental review of one of the critical sections of the project. So that. And they did find no significant impact. The company behind the $12 billion project could start construction as soon as this year, and the completion for the project is scheduled for 2027.
Cleanup underway in North Carolina after a major EF3 tornado tore through the region yesterday. Local emergency leaders are reporting at least 89 homes and buildings damaged. 16 people were injured. Just east of Raleigh, the 150-mile-per-hour twister traveled for about 20 miles.
Also, lawmakers in Alabama have improved the new congressional voting map that would increase the percentage of black voters in one of the state's districts. So the Republican-led House passed the redrawn map yesterday despite pushback from the Democrats. They argued that it failed to comply with last month's Supreme Court ruling that requires Alabama to form two black majority congressional districts.
This one could have been in the wacky section, but here it is. The Pentagon says a small typo caused thousands of U.S. military emails to be mistakenly sent to a country in West Africa. The military uses the suffix .mil in emails, while the government in Mali uses .ml. A spokesperson for the Department of Defense told ABC News they've been aware that the spelling error could result in the misdirection of unclassified email since 2015. This comes after the Pentagon announced that some of the emails sent to Mali contain national security information in a press briefing on Monday.
Since 2015. Ugh.
So there's a couple of outstanding things about this. Number one, that there was somebody in the Mali government that had the close enough email address. Like, I don't know if it's, you know, just jjohnson@mali.mil or gov.ml or whatever. So that's one thing. The other thing is, since 2015, not once, at least from what it sounds like, I could be wrong, but nobody thought to reply and say, hey, what am I supposed to do with this? Or, hey, you may have the wrong designation here.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens, you know, at every big corporate office where you get an email that's addressed to 30 people. Somebody always replies all, and then instantly somebody says, hey, this wasn't intended for me.
Yeah.
So this didn't happen here? I don't know.
What do you think happened when they figured out, wait a minute, there's not an I in that? Like, yeah, who found out after all these years?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Not much information on U.S. Army soldier Travis King after crossing over into North Korea Tuesday. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
From when he crossed over to the DMZ, we know he is in custody of the North Koreans.
King had recently completed about a two-month stretch at a detention facility in South Korea after a dispute with locals. He was slated to return home to Fort Bliss, Texas, to face more military discipline. A powerful tornado tore across North Carolina Wednesday, severely damaging buildings, including a major Pfizer warehouse.
This tornado moved about 16 miles. It was just about 600 yards wide. It injured 16 people, some of them severely, and damaged about 100 homes and buildings as well.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Back in February, AMC Entertainment unveiled plans to revise its pricing structure, charging more for what would be considered to be the best seats in the theater and discounting front row seats. But after testing the Sightlines initiative in a few markets and seeing little interest for it on the part of consumers, AMC said it will not introduce the plan nationwide. Walmart announced today that it will offer its Walmart Plus subscription service for half price to people receiving food stamps or other governmental assistance. Looking to boost participation in the membership program, the discount giant said the new price for eligible shoppers will be $49 a year instead of $98. Membership benefits include free shipping on online orders, free grocery deliveries, and access to the Paramount Plus streaming service. The Dow Industrials extended the win streak to a ninth day today, the Blue Chip Index adding 164 points, but the broader market retreated. The S&P down 30 points. The NASDAQ skidded nearly 300. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Commanders fans have every right to celebrate today. Daniel Snyder's disastrous run as an owner is over. New owner Josh Harris has a lot of work to do, but at least now everyone in the D.C. area can dream of better days and not be embarrassed by a franchise they love so much. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tool since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider.
Are you prepared?
Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits,
you should be 1 week ready.
And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Floridians can stack uninsured motorist coverage? If you have three vehicles with $25,000 stacking UM, that equates to $75,000 in total coverage. Therefore, always choose stacking coverage if you have more than one vehicle in your household.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word. But let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on a Thursday afternoon. Hope you are having a great week. We're one day closer to the weekend, and we're going to get a full look on the weather for the rest of the week and the weekend as well with Alan Strom in just a bit. But first, a look at our roads. Highway 90 in Pace. We have an accident at East Spencerfield Road in the westbound direction. It is backing things up past the P Ridge Connector. That is due to a pickup truck that has had an accident. It has overturned, so we're seeing major slowdowns in the westbound direction due to the accident. Eastbound, we're also seeing some delays. We have cars that are just taking U-turns to get out of the westbound lanes, as well as people slowing down to see the accident. So right now, just use a lot of caution on Highway 90 throughout Pace as we're getting that traffic cleared up. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we're going to get a quick update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
More sunny and hot weather is forecast for Friday. Highs in a lot of cases could be up in the mid-90s. And, of course, our heat index values will be up in the triple digits. So the heat will be on, but we are seeing a change in this weather pattern, which has been dry all week. Into the weekend, we've got a chance for thunderstorms. We're at about 50% on Saturday and 70% on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Alan. We do have a low of 79 tonight with mostly clear skies, 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Before we move on to the world of sports, I saw something that made me chuckle. Of course, tonight is the night where we have the Barbenheimer phenomenon. Barbie and Oppenheimer releasing, and I came across perhaps the only person critical of Margot Robbie. Quote, "I don't like that on her press tour she's using her Aussie accent as if to let others know she's a good actress or something because her American English sounds fine. Is she here on a working visa? She lives and works in Hollywood, and that's where she gets her massive income from. Drop the accent."
What? That's on what, Twitter?
Yeah, Facebook.
No, I have no words. Like, what?
Well, listen. Based on her performance, you just got it, didn't you? Or
No, oh, okay. I got it, but like, why even post that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this person clearly doesn't know that she's not from America, but I will say this in this person's defense. Her performance in Wolf of Wall Street with her New York accent,
yeah,
pretty darn good. And I would not, if the only thing I knew about Margot Robbie was based on that movie, I would not have known that she was from Australia.
Yeah. No, she sounds like she's from New Jersey.
So maybe that is the case here where this individual just does not know that. Nope, it was the American accent that is indeed the fake one, and the Aussie accent is the real one. But yeah, happy Barbenheimer Day to all of you who are celebrating. We'll get to that in just a little bit here. A quick rundown of some sports headlines here. The Women's World Cup now in full swing, both host countries getting the job done very early this morning, both Australia and New Zealand posting 1-0 wins. U.S. women will play at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and There are some games later on tonight and into the early morning hours. There's a Nigeria playing Canada. That one starts at 9:30 our time. That'll be on Fox. Also, Philippines versus Switzerland at midnight. Spain versus Costa Rica at 2:30 in the morning. Major League Baseball scoreboard in the bottom of the fourth. The Orioles lead the Rays 3-1. There's only two games yet to start. Kind of a light game, a light schedule. The Astros and A's and the Cardinals and Cubs. That one's at 7:05, and that's on ESPN Plus if you are so inclined. Earlier today, the Braves beat the Diamondbacks 7-5. NFL notes, the NFL owners unanimously approving the sale of the Washington Commanders for a record $6.05 billion. Dan Snyder has owned the team since 1999, but finally, much to the delight of the NFL and the rest of the owners, selling the team. The new group is led by Josh Harris. He owns the 76ers and the New Jersey Devils as well. And college football, there is a push to rein in what has become the Wild West of paying college athletes for their name, image, and likeness. In some of the larger programs, such as the University of Texas, players have signed more than $15 million worth of deals in the NIL rules' first 2 years.
We try to make sure that we're adhering to all the rules that are in place, and we're trying to make sure that we're giving our players the best opportunities that are available.
Coach Steve Sarkisian expects it to grow, but a bipartisan group of U.S. senators are out with legislation that aims to level the playing field. SEC Media Days, by the way, happening this week. I want to say that's in Nashville. I could be wrong on that, but I believe SEC Media Days are taking place in Nashville. So, right around the corner from college football season, really starting in gear here within the next couple of weeks. College programs will be in fall camp. So, definitely excited about that. Health, business, and science notes today. The Federal Reserve launched its own instant money transfer service, FedNow. Allows individuals and businesses to send and receive payments within seconds, and it'll be available 24/7. For example, individuals will no longer have to wait for a paycheck to clear before funds can be withdrawn. The service is being rolled out at 35 participating banks, including JP Morgan and Wells Fargo.
Also, if you got maybe kicked off someone's Netflix for sharing passwords and how to get your own Netflix account, you're not the only one.
Me.
Netflix, oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh! Netflix recently added nearly 6 million paid subscribers amid its crackdown on password sharing. The streaming giant said on Wednesday that those numbers came during the 3 months ending in June and now has more than 238 million paid subscribers globally.
They're welcome. It happened right as I was getting into Suits, too.
Oh.
So, yeah, I was bumming off of a friend of mine, and then I turn on the TV, open up the Netflix app, and then all of a sudden I see this thing on the screen that says something to the effect of, we do not recognize this home device or, you know, something. To add this device to your account, you know, do this. And I'm like, you know, it's not going to happen. So I went and signed up for my account, thanks to Suits, so which I'm still enjoying, by the way. Also another good series, Netflix Quarterback. Is like the number one series on Netflix right now. It's a documentary produced by Peyton Manning. It's following last season Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins from the Vikings, and Marcus Mariota from the Falcons. So obviously it's you know, big sports focused, and but you know, a lot of NFL fans and sports fans in general, we love the all access, and that's why Hard Knocks is so popular on HBO. But this one, really good series, so I've been enjoying that as well. But I've been working my way through Suits. I'm on to season 4 now.
Nice.
With my own Netflix subscription.
Wow. A little Suits tidbit. My boyfriend's watching it right now because, you know, he got that skateboarding accident.
Right, so what else is he going to do?
Exactly. He had surgery last week, and so he's on the couch for the next, like, 2 weeks. So I think he's season 3 or
okay.
so. So I was like, you should talk with Joe.
Yeah.
He started it,
so,
too.
Yeah, so I'm on 4, and so Mike has just left the firm, and he's the investment banker now.
Oh, gosh.
And he's turned into a real jerk, I must say.
I know.
and then the episode I watched today, Lewis handed out his mugs, the Lewis lit up mugs, and he also performed in the Shakespeare with Donna. So That's where I'm at right now. Not that anybody cares, but
if you haven't watched that show and you're looking for a new show, yeah, you should watch it. It's good. 6:45 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. On Highway 90, we are still seeing delays. That's in the westbound direction. In between East Spencerfield Road and the Pea Ridge Connector, we had a pickup truck was overturned. So we have still slowdowns because of it. The accidents in the westbound direction, but we do have slowdowns in eastbound as well. That's Highway 90 throughout Pace. For weather, we do still have a heat advisory in effect for this evening as well as tomorrow, a heat advisory with a low of 79 tonight, 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All righty. So looking at some more health, business, and science notes quickly here. So unemployment claims are down. The Labor Department says initial claims fell to 228,000 for the week ending July 15th. That's down from 237,000 jobless claims in the prior week.
Also, popular housing retail companies are promising to show what they call junk fees on their website. So the Biden administration announced yesterday that Zillow, Apartments.com, and AffordableHousing.com have pledged to include all fees up front. The prospective renters want to know what they're getting into. So this means things like application fees and cost of picking up trash are going to be included in the listing as well.
And the entertainment industry avoiding another possible strike. The union representing Broadway stagehands reached a tentative contract agreement with the Broadway League and Disney Theatrical Productions this morning.
Also, the home sales for June are at their slowest in more than a decade. The National Association of Realtors sales say of pre-owned homes last month dropped 18.9% from June of 2022, the biggest drop since 2009, and realtors blame lack of available housing rather than lack of demand.
Looking at some pop culture notes, so former President Trump coming to the aid of Jason Aldean, saying he's a big fan. The country star's latest song, Try That in a Small Town, is hit number one on the U.S. iTunes chart. So definitely folks taking notice of the controversy here. And some critics, though, say the song about big city protesters encourages violence. Trump says, quote, Jason Aldean is a fantastic guy who just came out with a great new song, adding support Jason all the way with the MAGA acronym after that.
And one of the biggest pop culture events has started, but it's looking a little bit different with the Hollywood strikes going on. So the San Diego Comic-Con is going to lack the A-list celebrities that usually attend, as actors are prohibited by unions for making promotional appearances during the strikes. So movie studios and TV networks are skipping it too. I'm sure this is not the last of the events we're going to see changing things up.
Oh, yeah.
The strikes.
I mean, we talked a lot. I think you were out. So I think this was Friday. They said production was being delayed on Deadpool 3.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, this is going to happen all over the place. We'll see if once things get resolved, if they're able to meet their production timelines. But I would imagine there's going to be quite a good bit that's getting pushed back.
Yeah.
Single winning ticket in the $1 billion Powerball sold in L.A. The lucky winner can choose between $1 billion in annuity payments or go for the lump sum payment of about $516 million. During the presentation of the convenience store today, lottery officials say the person who won the grand prize has a year to come forward. They presented a bonus of $1 million to the owner of that convenience store that sold the ticket. They recommend that individual signs the back of the ticket and hires a team of legal and financial advisors. No doubt about that. 6:50, we'll take our final break, come back with some wacky and weird headlines and good news to wrap up a Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Pete Moore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat seven adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Feedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tomorrow morning at 10:30, join A-Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine. Hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights. Everything is so fine, little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Crazy lately, I'm confirming, trying to rob myself
of
sun.
Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie almost in the books. Looking ahead to Friday, 6:53, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Wacky weird stuff here to finish out. New report says the future of hospitality could include AI bartenders that are able to recognize regulars and even ask if they'd like the usual or if they'd like their favorite table. Now, that may seem more weird than welcoming or cool, but it doesn't necessarily mean robot servers will be rolling out to take your order. One industry expert claims AI could work in conjunction with humans in hospitality to help actual employees customize and improve their service.
Okay.
I actually kind of like the robot servers, if that was the thing.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be a server working with AI, though.
Yeah. What about a customer? Like if a AI says, hi, Gracie, will you have the usual today? And will you be sitting at table 14 like you have every other time you've been here?
Large milkshake again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess this is the future, so I just got to get on board with it. But I don't know. Weird story from Florida. Well, a 44-year-old Florida woman stole a fire truck last Saturday. For some reason, the fire chief had let her spend the night at the station. At some point in the morning, she took off with the fire truck. Well, it ran out of gas and a cop showed up, but the woman didn't want to be suspicious. She said that she was pretending to be a volunteer firefighter who was out on the job. She was arrested and charged with grand theft, fraud, and impersonating a firefighter.
Guessing the fire chief is probably getting a stern talking to from the mayor or whoever about that as well.
Yeah.
Also, viral TikTok video is revealing how you can make an order of French fries easier to eat while sitting in a car. Just request the side be shoveled into a cup. Internet personality Tommy Winkler, who also goes by the nickname The Food Guy, uploaded a TikTok video demonstrating the food hack. The video shows Winkler driving to a McDonald's drive-thru, and he politely asked if he could get an order of large fries inside a large cup. I'm not sure why this is viral. I mean, this seems like pretty common sense, and but I've never had a hard time eating fries in the car with McDonald's either.
That's what I was thinking. Like, most of the containers, like Chick-fil-A fries, that's basically a square cup.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Like, the fries is not the problem when you're trying to eat and drive.
No,
like,
it'll fit in the cup holder.
It's the sandwich, or it's the dipping the fries into the sauce. That's the hard part.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I thought this one was kind of weird, too. So I'm like, why is this hard to do for people? I've mastered that.
Yep.
Well, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. We are still seeing some slowdowns on Highway 90. That's throughout Pace in both the east and westbound direction. We still have some slight delays. Looks like it has been cleared up and it is improving, but we are still seeing some slowdowns. That is due to an accident that happened earlier this evening at East Spencerfield Road on Highway 90. Other than that, we're not seeing anything too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have high temperatures tomorrow with the heat advisory. No chances of rain for tomorrow with a high of 96. This weekend, though, we are going to be expecting some rain, unfortunately. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 79. It's at 90 right now in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 101. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923.
All right. So looking at some, before we get good news, the movie event of the summer, Barbenheimer Day, with Greta Gerwig's Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, both hitting theaters tonight. The dual release has inspired moviegoers to create their own double feature. AMC says some 40,000 people have bought tickets to see both on the same day, but the National Association of Theater Owners predicts that number may actually reach 200,000 moviegoers who choose to see the films the same day at theaters across the country. Gracie, you are not able to see Barbie tonight or Oppenheimer. Have you made tentative plans to see either one over the weekend?
I'm going to try to, especially because it's going to be raining this weekend. I don't know exactly if I'm going to be able to get in, but I'm going to try to fit it in maybe on Sunday.
Yeah. I'm going to play it by ear. Of course, we'll have a family day on Saturday, but maybe if things go sideways, or if, you know, we're just wrapped up earlier and there's a late showing of Oppenheimer, I may try to squeeze it. Or Barbie may be the one that I knock out first, just because it's shorter and, you know, if I fall asleep, I won't be as broken up about it.
Yeah.
6:58, final couple of minutes here. Good news. So we're hearing from two Navy recruits credited with saving their neighbor's life when a fire tore through a home in Helena, Montana. One's 20 and was visiting on leave. The other is 18 and heads off to basic training next week. And they both just happened to be up at the same time that the fire was going on, 4 a.m., because they were having a competition to see who could stay up the latest. Then they smelled smoke, called 911, and emptied three fire extinguishers just to get the flames around the neighbor's door knocked down. Then they pulled him out before firefighters got there. We don't know their names because they didn't want any attention.
That is awesome. Also, just a quick little update on some good news. The 47-year-old woman who was gored by the bison in Yellowstone National Park, well, she got engaged in the hospital when she was recovering. Amber Harris and her now fiance had been planning to propose during the trip at the Yellowstone National Park before the incident happened on Monday. So they're going to remember this trip for a lot of different reasons.
Definitely.
It's News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Thursday. It's Friday tomorrow, so we are getting excited, and have a great rest of your week. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.